It is time to get into the day's top business news, starting with the latest developments around state capture, the controversial Gupta business dealings and those linked to this. Analysts say a reported FBI probe into Gupta family business dealings could have extensive reach. Meanwhile, the names of 27 people, including President Jacob Zuma, members of his family, as well as his former wife, ANC presidential hopeful Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma, are included in a list sent to British financial authorities to be investigated for possible links to international money laundering through alleged links with the Guptas. David Lewis from Corruption Watch joins us on the line now for this discussion. Thank you so much for your time, Mr. Lewis.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for inviting us.
What has been your reaction to the latest events?
Well, the investigation is welcome. I sort of rather wish that the investigation had originated in our own country, which is where it should have originated. But it's not at all surprising, you know, when you're dealing with corruption of the scale that we're confronting in South Africa and where the proceeds of corruption are as huge as they're basically thought to be, then, you know, the perpetrators and the beneficiaries of corruption have to find ways of hiding it and laundering it. And so this is where international institutions come in, international banks, and where US and UK would be interested in their laws having been broken because their banks may have been used or their currency may have been used in moving these illicit financial flows across the world.
What then is there to be said about the silence from South African authorities in this regard?
Well, it's the loudest silence you could possibly imagine. I mean, I heard something yesterday to the effect that the Hawks said that they would cooperate with the investigation, which is, you know, I guess, to be welcomed. But, you know, as I said at the beginning, you know, they have had ample evidence. There has been a huge amount of evidence around that would have, in any other country, and certainly in the UK and the US, occasioned an investigation initiated by the domestic law enforcement agencies, and it simply reflects the extent to which these were in South Africa. The Hawks and the NPA were the first agencies captured, and they are behaving as their masters would wish them to behave.
Do we trust that South African authorities will indeed cooperate with international authorities in this regard? Because we have seen somewhat non-action from them.
Well, that's a good question that remains to be seen. I mean, I know of a previous submission to the U.S. Department of Justice in which an investigation was conducted. It got reasonably far. They then announced that they were stopping the investigation but not closing the investigation. And I'm told that the reason that they did that was, despite a certain amount of pressure from us, they were told that they didn't get sufficient cooperation from the South African police. And for an investigation like this to be successful, it is probably necessitates domestic cooperation. And let's see. I mean, I think, you know, this time round, I would like to think the Hawks and the NPA are going to be very, very hard-pressed not to cooperate. But, you know, this is an investigation directly into those that have captured them, quite frankly. So it remains to be seen.
In your view, Mr. Lewis, how should the South African authorities have handled this from the onset?
Well, you know, when is the onset? But, I mean, you can mention any number of things. You know, when a deputy finance minister or deputy minister says that he has been offered 600 million rand to become minister of finance, you would think that that would have been immediately investigated. In any other country, that would have been investigated by the police. A lot of, you know, you name it, the Trillion, McKinsey saga, the KPMG stuff, the rumors around the Forgetta coal deal. You know, you can list them, and in fact, they grow every week of powerful prima facie evidence that constitutes ample ground for opening an investigation. And they should have been doing this the busiest people in the country. Instead, I think we in the media are, you know.
Most definitely agree with you on that one. Thank you so much for your input. David Lewis from Corruption Watch talking to us about the latest developments around state capture, the controversial Gupta family business dealings and those linked to this.